And welcome to Asexuals Anonymous, the podcast where we talk all about asexuality. If you'd like to get in touch, please do. We absolutely love hearing from you. I say it every week and I mean it every week. Please get in touch. The email address is asexualsanon@hotmail.com. The Instagram is Asexuals Anonymous Podcast. My personal Instagram is amiebutler96, A-M-I-E-B-U-T-L-E-R. 96, and my TikTok is amiebutler66, and I need to get back on the TikToks, to be honest. So this is me gonna try and keep myself accountable and saying it out loud. I'm gonna get back on the TikToks. I'm also gonna up the content on the Instagram page because I did a really good week the other week, and yeah, let's get back on the good stuff. Thank you so much for listening again. What was I gonna say? I can't remember. Oh yes, please also, all the admin stuff in the intro, download, like, rate, subscribe, comment, all of that admin stuff really, really helps to push the podcast out there, and we want to reach as many people as possible who we think it might help. So yeah, please get involved, and let's get on with this week's episode. Hello, welcome to episode number 34. I did just check that, didn't I?
Yeah.
And it was 34.
Yeah.
That completely went from my brain. Hello, anonymous friend.
Hi, babes. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right. The skin's flaring up. And as I said to you earlier, I look like a Dalek. Well, I feel like a Dalek. It's not even that big, but I've got a big spot on my forehead.
You know what I really love about you, which this is genuine, like you'll say to me before, oh, I've got dry skin, or my eye's red, or I've got a spot on my head, and then you immediately tell everyone on the podcast. It's like, I'm gonna talk about this so that, you know, if someone commented like, oh, look at that spot on her head, you've already addressed it. So it's like, Can't beat me.
Can't get to
me. I got there first.
That actually is so true, right? So at work, we always ask stupid questions, I don't know. But one of them was like, who would you be most starstruck by if you met them? And I said Cheryl Cole, and everyone was like, what? And I was like, yeah. And then one girl was like, she's so funny, like she's so on the banter. She's hilarious. And she was like making jokes about me liking Cheryl Cole and like almost like trying to take the piss. And I was like, mate, you can't get to me. Like, you're not offending me. You're not getting to me, because I openly admit and I'm proud of the fact that I love Cheryl. Listen. Like, so you can't use it against me. Not that she was like being horrible or anything. Like, she was just like bantering. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, normally, like trying to wind me up, I guess. And I was like, you can't get to me. I'm bulletproof when it comes to Cheryl. Like, you can't.
Yeah, but I think that's a better way to deal with it. Like, I will openly say, I went to a JoJo Siwa concert not that long ago. And I had the best time. Like, I love cheesy, like cringy pop. And yeah, like, I love it. And like, people at work would be like, oh, what are you doing at the weekend? And I went, oh, I'm going to watch JoJo Siwa. And they were like, what? And I'm like, yeah, the actual, like, with a kid. I'm like
no, voluntarily, no, going.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah. And they were like, do you like JoJo Siwa? I was like, yeah, mate, I like JoJo Siwa, I like Taylor Swift, I like the Jonas Brothers, like, oh, I'm all over that. Yeah, exactly, I'm all over that. Like, it's just cheesy joy. Why would you not?
I know, it's great. Oh,
yeah. Makes us bulletproof.
I do quite like owning things that people might think that I'll be embarrassed about, and I'm just not. And then it's like, well, I guess it's a bit like asexuality. It's like, you can't use it against me. Like, I'm open about it. You can't say anything. Like, you can't, do you know what I mean? If you just own it, then there's no one can get to you.
Yeah, I think people should have that attitude about things that they should be, or they could be insecure about. It's like, I'll do stuff at work and they'll be like, oh, she'll do it. And I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. I don't get embarrassed.
Yeah.
I'm the person that decides if I get embarrassed or if I'm insecure. And if I can make obviously it's not the case all the time, but if I can make my brain just trick my brain into going, own it, you're not embarrassed, then works out well.
Yep. Yeah. My friend Hannah says something all the time. I wish I could remember exactly what she says, but she's like, embarrassment is some. Oh, she says, the feeling of being embarrassed. No, something is only embarrassing if you're embarrassed. So if you're not embarrassed, it's not embarrassing. Do you know what I mean? So someone can't make you feel embarrassed if you're not. They can't make you feel it. Do you know what I mean? No. Unless.
No, but somebody said something similar to me once, and they were like, oh, and I'd seen this on a TV show. I'm not taking credit. But they went, yeah, but you're intimidating. And I just went, am I intimidating or are you intimidated? So it's the same. I mean, I'm not taking credit. I fully heard it on a TV show and was just like, yes, waiting for this moment. It's the same thing. It's like, am I embarrassing or are you embarrassed for me because you'd be embarrassed by it? I'm not.
Do you know what I mean? Exactly that. How are you?
I'm all right. Yeah. I had 13 hours of sleep last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Lucky for some. Which,
oh, yeah, very, very lucky. Obviously, you know, I clearly needed it, but yeah, it was fantastic. I woke up, ordered myself a little Deliveroo for lunch. Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's tonight I'm going to the cinema to watch Wah, Wah, Wah.
Oh. I'm so, so jealous. I need to see that ASAP. But I'm busy, girl. I don't know when I'm going to get to see it, to be honest. It's making me sad.
It'll probably be on the cinema for a while. They want to make that moolah.
Yeah, and I want to see it at the cinema as well. No, I will go and see it. I've just clocked. Actually, my eye is showing up on this camera as well. My eye's going. What's the word when, like, you have. Oh, a relapse. It's relapsing, my eye.
Relapsing into redness.
Relapsing. I've got a really. Do you know what? I'm just falling apart. I've got a really, really dry nose as well. I'm not picking my nose. I'm just picking at the skin around it. God, I'm a glorious person today, aren't I?
Hotness.
Wow, someone needs to sort themselves out. Do you know what I could do with? I could do with a spa day. That's what I could do.
Oh, that sounds like a dream.
I don't know, like a little facial or something. Like, sort my face out. Mm. Sort me out. Anyways, let's get on because this always happens. We ramble and ramble and ramble. And I don't know if that's helpful. Do you know what I mean? So today we've got more emails. Thank you so much for emailing. Every email is appreciated, read and enjoyed. And we have some glorious emails, but we're going to do one today. Do they want to stay anonymous? We'll keep them anonymous. I don't think they have said, but we will keep them anonymous. Right, here we go. Let me sort the screens out. Oh, actually, sorry. I know we said we were going to go straight into the email, but I think we've got a lot of women's football fans who listen. And I haven't told you yet either, but I got sent this, which if you're watching, here you go. If you're not watching,
this is exciting.
It's from Netty London, and I don't know if you've seen, but they have created a perfume based around the lionesses.
Oh, that's cool.
And they've sent me some bottles, and I've made like a little video that I'll put on my TikTok. But genuinely, they smell really nice, and I'm quite picky with my perfumes, I think. But these are really good. So this is the first one. Here you go if you're watching. This one is like a limited edition one. It's just the Netty original Lionesses one. And then they also sent me like a smaller one. And then on the back of this, it says Born to Break Rules, which is really cute. And they do lots of different players. And they sent me the Russo one.
Cute.
And again, it smells divine. So that's going in my little bag. And I know it's normally like a TikTok thing, but I thought, why not share it on the podcast? They've given me a little discount code.
Oh, cute.
God, I'm getting a right whiff of them. It smells so good.
I'm going to be all over that.
Which is, makes me laugh. They've sent me AmyFans10, I think it is. Let me double check. Yeah, it's AMIEFANS 10. So if you want 10% off.
Well, I'm a fan of you.
Well, be a fan of the perfume. It's gorgeous.
So I think I can invest.
I actually would. Like, this is now my new perfume. They genuinely, so good, so good. But a really good Christmas present as well, I think. And they do loads of players. They've got, like, Mead and Williamson and Bronze and Walsh.
Nice.
So they've got loads of different ones. But the Russo one is very nice. And it's fun because I met her.
Very true.
Just going to drop that name in there.
I did it.
So yeah, I just wanted to get that in quick. If you wanted some discount off some glorious perfumes for any football fans or non-football fans, use my code, get some money off, save some dollar this Christmas.
Love it.
Anyways, have you seen that brand before? Have you seen them floating about on Insta?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Really cool.
I like the lid of the Lionesses one.
Yeah, it's cool, isn't it? It's for little football. Really, yeah, I've been following them since their beginning, so I'm really, like, I feel very privileged that they reached out to me. And I made a really cool video that I need to post on TikTok on Tuesday. So, please, I say it's really cool, I don't know if it is cool, but it's quite, like, I feel like it's quite amateur-y TikTok influencer-y vibes. Like,
send it my way, I'll be the judge.
Like, it's like an
I'm
amateur
very cool.
version.
I'm very cool, so I'll be able to...
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Right, I'm going to stop. Let's go on to this email. Are you ready?
Hit me with it.
Hello, Amy and your wonderful anonymous friend. I'm an 18-year-old girl from Finland and I have just started figuring out whether I might exist on the ace spectrum. Your podcast has really helped me on this journey so far and I'm really excited to have the chance to contact you. I have now listened to your whole season in less than a week. Oops. And while... listening, I thought to myself that I could reach out once I'd finished all the episodes. Well, imagine my surprise when in your last episode you told us about the break and I was just standing there like, well, that's mighty upsetting. Brackets, I'm just kidding, have all the breaks you need. I just hope that you'll get to my email sometime. Well, here we are. We're at the email. Well, anyway, I'd like to tell you about my experiences and ask a few questions. So a couple of years ago, I watched this wonderful YouTube video by Jaden Animations, where she explains her story about discovering her sexuality as Aeroace. Again, is it Aeroace? Aeroace? Who knows? That was the first time I heard the word asexual. I didn't necessarily think that I myself could identify with this term because I was still very young and didn't really understand what sexual attraction was. Still, the term stuck to the back of my mind, and recently I've been thinking about the concept and my own experiences more and more. I think I've had 2 to 3 crushes in my whole life, and to be honest, I never experienced anything but romantic attraction towards them, not even aesthetic. Brackets, I think I'm still very confused. In the last couple of years, I haven't been crushing on people at all, and I think it might be because I haven't actually been talking to any guys. Brackets, I'm heteroromantic. And maybe I need to close? Is that a word? Close? Do you know that word?
Read the rest of the sentence. I need some context.
I've lost the blooming word now, one sec. In the last couple of years, I need a close. Oh, I think it's just a spelling error. It's meant to say close. Sorry. That's made me laugh. Maybe I need a close emotional bond before forming any type of attraction. Oh my God, I'm so confused. Well, the point is that I never experienced sexual attraction. I have never had a celebrity crush or hallway crush and didn't even realise those were a real thing until very recently. Do you think I might fall under the ace umbrella? I understand that I'm still very young and have never had a relationship, so I hate to say this, but have I just not met the right person? Do you think it's possible to know your ace before being in a relationship? I don't want to box or label myself just yet, but some relief to the confusion would be quite welcome. I just feel like everyone around me is having these feelings and getting into relationships, and I'm just not. I might actually just start identifying as confused. I guess I just wish that I wasn't this way because I really love love and would like to experience it myself. But I feel like being ace would limit my chances very much, especially in this small of a country. I always thought that I was a hopeless romantic, but not this hopeless. I'm really sorry if I word vomited quite a bit. This is all very messy in my head, so realistically, it's going to be messy written down too. Thank you for this opportunity, as I don't have any asexual friends and my family is quite conservative, so I haven't found the courage to talk to anyone about this in real life. I love, love, love the podcast, so please keep coming in our ears. Best regards, Sylvia. Oh, good timing. Good timing. great email. I feel like she was in my brain when I was.
Do you know what I was gonna say? You could have written that email.
I just love love.
I know you didn't, but you could, that could have, like, there's so many things that she said that made me think of you. Yeah. And me as well, but, like, yeah. It was nice. It was also nice to be called, like, wonderful at the start, so I appreciate that. You know me. I'm a bit self-absorbed like that. I love a compliment.
Love.
And I love the coming in your ears shout out.
Me too. That made me giggle. A lot of things made me giggle in this, actually. 18. I think if I knew about this sexuality when I was 18, I would be that, like, that email would be written by me. Like, I'd be thinking the same. But I don't know if this is, like, 100% foolproof. But I remember reading somewhere, like, if you're thinking you are something, then it's likely that you are. For example, if you think you might be gay, it's likely that you are somewhere. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So the same for asexuality. Like, if you think you might be, the chances are that you are. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And that sentence actually, for me, was the most scary thing to read when I first discovered it. Like, I was like, well, I've fucked it now then, because I've Googled it. I can't pretend that I've not thought about it. Do you know what I mean? I can't pretend that I've not thought.
That's so accurate. Like, yeah, it just makes me laugh, because it's like if something comes on your radar and you actually invest the time into learning what it is, it has some kind of personal resonance with you.
Mm.
Like, there's no, like, none of my friends who, like, when I've spoken, the ones I've spoken to about being ace, none of them have then gone, I might be asexual. Like, there's been no register. So I think if you're enticed by something, whether it being good or bad, yeah, it probably means that you are. But it's good at the same time to be 18 and figuring it out, because yes, people are young, and yes, you know, if you've not had experiences in relationships, people might say, you know, you don't have the experience, you don't have the knowledge, but you're already taking a step in the right direction and figuring yourself out.
Mm-hmm.
And doing that at a young age, it gives you more room. We always say that we're not experts, but it gives you more room to make mistakes, because you do have that fallback of, I am only young. Whereas when you get a bit older, you kind of have to, I feel like I have to be a bit more certain with things, because I'm like, I don't have that. Oh, I'm just young and naive. I mean, I'm not old, but
yeah.
In a way, it gives you way,
mistakes.
Yeah, it gives you way more room to kind of try and figure stuff out. And it's okay if things go wrong. It's okay if you don't get it right. It's okay if you don't want to put a label on it. It's okay if you don't want to share it with people other than, like, me and you on a podcast. But, like, it gives you more freedom. And in a way, it does give you a bit more safety with the potential to make mistakes. So it's good. Mm. It's good in lots of ways that she's able to start figuring it out now.
Yeah. And also, a question that like someone once put on my TikTok, and I feel very proud of the response, was something like, because she says, what if I've just not met the right person, or like how, I think, I can't remember what they said now, but I said something like, if you're straight, how do you know you're straight? Have you tried kissing a boy? Like, sorry, I think it was a man who said it. So say it was a man, and they're like, I'm so straight. And they're like, how do you know? The question was something like, how do you know you've just not met the right person, or like they were trying to take the piss as well. So my sassy response was, well, how do you know you're 100% straight? Have you tried kissing a guy? Do you know what I'm trying to say?
We were literally speaking about this last week, weren't we? Like, you know, how do you know you haven't found the right person? Because we actually hung out face to face, which was nice. But
we did,
yeah. But we were saying, like, you know, what if after all of this, you know, you just haven't found the right person? And I don't necessarily think, I think that the right person for any individual is just the right person. It doesn't mean that you're not ace, doesn't mean that you're not straight, doesn't mean you're not gay, whatever. The right person is the right person, and they'll make you feel comfortable doing whatever you feel comfortable with. Whether that matches your actual identity or what you thought, that it doesn't really matter at the end of the day. And like, also there's been instances in my life where I thought, I have found the right person, and then it's not the right person. So, but in the situation you think, yep, this is my person, I found this person, this is it. I think the best thing to do is to not put too much pressure on finding the right person, because the right person and you will end up the right thing for you, whether that is with a person or not with a person or whatever, the right thing for you will happen.
Yeah.
That's my little mantra at the minute.
Yeah, that's a good mantra. And I do think, like, trust the timing of everything as well.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because I always...
Like, someone might be the right person for you at that time, but then as you grow, they might become not the right person for you.
Yeah, exactly, you know what I mean? Exactly. And that's the thing, is I was chatting to one of my friends like earlier in the week, and she said, oh, maybe it's just the case of, like, the right person, the wrong time. And I think, you know, that happens a lot. And also right person, right time happens as well. But then that person might become the right person at not the right time. And I think it's hard because we do put a lot of pressure and things and on ourselves to be a certain way. But I think the best advice that I would probably give to someone is just do little bits at a time. Figure out what you want to figure out for you. If that changes, great. If it doesn't change, great. Like, you just have to do what makes you happy.
Yeah, 100%. And I think as well, like, if you're reading, like, a definition of a label on the ace spectrum, and it describes how you're feeling, maybe that is you. Like, maybe that label is for you, but also, like, I don't know, like we always say, don't box yourself in, don't lock yourself off. Like, if it describes how you feel, then why, and it helps to have that label, and it helps to have that description, and blah, blah, blah. And it helps you learn more about you to be like, oh, that's where I sit. Then maybe it is. But also in the back of your mind, be like open-minded. Do you know what I mean? Like, because obviously we say it all the time. Like, it's a fluid spectrum, like, and things can change. And I don't know, like, I've said to you recently, like, I felt like a bit of a fraud, because I'm like, how am I? I'm having a bit of a identity crisis, I guess. I'm like, who am I? And it's like, do I, because I'm starting to feel feelings that I've not experienced before, but it's like, who does that then make me? But just because I'm experiencing these feelings, I think because they're very rare and et cetera, that's what makes me still ace. So I could tomorrow find someone and be like, oh my god, I want to rip their clothes off. But that doesn't mean that I'm not asexual, because I very, very rarely have that feeling. So I feel like that's where I take comfort in the fact that I'm not a fraud, and this is my label, and I've not been wasting the last like 7 years of my life like shouting from the rooftops about this sexuality, because I'm like, no, the facts are the facts. Like, since I was 14, like, I've just, and everyone was getting with each other and things like that, I've just never fancied it. And I think there's a lot to say about that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, 100% for sure. And also, like, you can be whatever amount of labels that you want, like, for you. Obviously, you know, it's kind of hard to label yourself as straight and gay, but because they're kind of contradicting. But there might be a time in your life where you feel like you identify as being straight, then you might identify as being gay, and then, you know, you go and end up marrying someone of the opposite sex, and then you go, actually, no, I'm straight. Like, and I think that I feel like there's a lot of ideas around labels and things like that you do have to box yourself in. But you could be ace on a Monday and then not ace on a Tuesday. Like, if that's what you feel comfortable with, if that's how your feelings are, to me, based on the email, it kind of sounds like she's part of the ace gang, which is good. But
yeah, and
it's
also
never
like
not going to be confusing, and it's never not going to be like, she said it, like, I kind of, you know, I don't want to be feeling like this. But I think unless, from my experience, unless you identify as, like, the societal norms, there's always uncomfortable feelings surrounding whatever you identify as, if it's not what's considered, like, quote-unquote normal.
Yeah. And also, like, you have to remember, these labels aren't for anyone else except for you. So, for example, I know one of my friends is married to a woman, so they're in a gay marriage, lesbian marriage, whatever you want to call it, and she said the other day, she was like, so her wife has only ever been with her, and I don't think she would, like, probably sounds a bit weird, but, like, I don't think she would openly say I'm gay. Do you know what I mean? For various reasons. But also, it's like, well, she doesn't have to. Like, she doesn't, like, society can see or, like, call her whatever, but for her herself, like, she does, if she doesn't feel like she needs a label, don't have a label.
No.
Do you know what I mean? And that's quite like maybe some people would describe that as an obvious label. That's obvious that she's gay. She's literally a woman with a woman. But if she doesn't want to describe herself as that, and she doesn't want to, like, she doesn't need the label, then don't have it. Do you know what I mean? You don't need to disclaim yourself as anything if you don't want to.
No,
like,
it's
only there for you, to help you.
Yeah. And also, one nice thing that's kind of a theme, I would say, throughout the email is that clearly this is somebody who's just, like, a very loving, nice person. And at the end of the day, if we took away all the labels in the world and everyone was just loving and nice, the world would be a wonderful place. So I think that if you just identify as a loving person, that's more than enough. And then you'll find a person who wants that love. And then you, hopefully, in that situation, you found a person who's right for you at that time.
Yeah. No, definitely. What was her sort of other questions? Yeah, I think if, like, you hear the term and it's sort of stuck with you in the back of your mind, I think that's quite telling. Do you know what I mean? I think if something's playing on your mind and you're thinking about it a lot,
yeah,
I think that in itself could be classed as, like, evidence, if you like.
Yeah. And the other bit that I picked up on was when she said that, you know, she's not got any ace friends and her family's quite conservative. At the minute, I would say, because you don't fully understand, I mean, you'll never fully understand it. I don't fully understand it. But until you get to a point where you feel more comfortable with your understanding of yourself, it's nobody else's business.
Yeah.
Even your family. Like, because you have to get to a certain level of being comfortable with yourself to then be more comfortable with telling other people. But their comfort's not your concern. It's your comfort.
And also, like, I think you have to be... Yeah, I feel like it helps to be comfortable with that, because then there's bound to be conversation about it. There's bound to be questions, like, if they feel like they can ask. And you've got to be ready for that. So I remember, like, not opening up about this to, like, my family for ages. Probably, I don't think I still really, like, have. I think they've just seen my TikToks and been like, oh, okay. But, like, I definitely didn't bring it up to my mum until I was ready to answer the questions that I knew that she would have. And that took ages. Because I literally said, like, I'm not strong enough to answer the questions, because I'm still questioning myself as well. And I'm not even comfortable finding the answers just for myself, let alone finding the answers and explaining it to other people.
Yeah.
And also, like, just strangers or, like, new people that come into your life. Like, for example, literally just last week, I said to one of the makeup ladies at work, they were like, oh, are you in a relationship? Or, like, where, how do you identify? And I was like, oh, I actually identify as asexual. And she was like, I kind of had to explain, like, what that was, which is absolutely fine. And then she did the classic. She was like, well, could it be that you've just not met someone yet? And I've told you the story already, but, like, it didn't anger me, because one, she's a lovely girl. Like, she was a lovely person and she meant it with all the love. She didn't mean it to be annoying or rude or whatever, or offensive. But then that's when education needs to come in and awareness needs to come in. But, like, I wasn't angry about that. I was just like, oh, classic. Like, but then a fraction of me was like, you're not wrong. Like, potentially I've not found the right person, but that also doesn't make me not ace. Like, mm-hmm. I think the both can exist at the same time. Like, I can be ace and I've not met the right person, absolutely. But I don't think, like, not meeting the right person replaces being ace. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. I don't think, oh, once I've met the right person, I'm not going to be ace. Or, like, I'm ace because I've not met the right person. I don't think that's right.
Yeah. And,
but, yeah, I just sort of said to her, I was like, yeah, maybe, because what else am I going to say? Because she's not wrong. Maybe I haven't met the right person.
No, it's true. I mean, in this...
Like I was saying earlier, it doesn't make me not ace.
In my situation, obviously, you've got all of the deets. Stuff happened within earlier this year. And, like, I even said to you, yeah, I'm not really feeling very ace at the minute. And you were like, oh, like, what happened? How come? And we spoke about it and stuff like that. And then... other things happen, blah, blah, blah. And then it was kind of like, within that situation, I still felt like I was part of on the ace spectrum. But that's when I kind of felt like maybe I'm more demi or maybe I'm more grey. And so it's like you can still know it and then figure it out and it can change. But just because I was in a situation where... to someone on the outside who had no idea about labels, it would look one way, doesn't mean that on the inside of that situation, I'm not there being like, I'm still ace, I'm still this, I'm still that. So it's all about other people's perceptions of things are going to be their perceptions until you tell it from your way. And even then, they still might not see that. So it's like multiple things can be true at once and also all be like right, but you just have to be okay with what you're doing and how you feel about it.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. I don't think I've got much to add. I'm trying to think. It's an interesting one.
I like that email. I did like that email.
Yeah, it was very like, it was very me. I love love.
Oh.
So much.
You do. But you've got, like, ever since I've met you, you've always been like that. Like, you've always... That's just... Yeah. That's how I would describe you.
I think my thing is I love love and I just want to want.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you can wish these things. But wishes don't always come true, honey.
The right person is out there for you.
Maybe one, the right person is out there, and maybe I've just not met them yet.
See?
I hope I've not met them yet, to be honest.
But then, because do you know what?
They've passed me by.
But let's think about it in an exciting way. The right person is out there and you might not have met them yet, which means at some point in your life, you get to meet the right person, which is a nice, like, positive way of looking into the future to be like, ooh, somebody that my paths cross with might be the right person.
Yeah. Or my paths might already cross with them. I've just not realised yet.
Yeah, everything happens for a reason at the right time.
Yeah, we're in this together. And if
me and you are definitely in this together, we're stuck in this together.
I think that's more, isn't it? We're stuck in it.
Right, riding the waves, babes.
Always. Right. Have you got any more? Anything else you want to say? Anything you want to add?
Nope.
No. Brilliant.
Never do.
It's my birthday on Tuesday, so if you want to send me a birthday email, I wouldn't say no.
I'm gonna send you a birthday voice note of me singing to you.
I love birthdays. I love other people's birthdays. I love my birthday, but nothing beats Christmas, and I'm very excited for Christmas.
Oh, I'm a bit of a Christmas crank.
You took so long to reply.
Sorry. No, I was just thinking about it. So, no, I'm not super Christmassy. I mean, I don't dislike the holiday.
Your Christmas... Have you seen your flat?
That's my flat, mate. Reef on the door, November 2nd, Christmas tree up. But I'm not going to diminish... We did. But I'm not going to diminish other people's joy of Christmas.
Good.
I'm not going to piss on your Christmas tree.
Please don't. I love Christmas so much.
I like it a bit more when it gets, like, closer to Christmas. Ask me on, like, the, you know, like, 20th of December and I'll be ho-ho-hoing it up. Well, no, I won't be, but...
Very, I won't be, but
yes, I will. I'll be a bit more festive.
That's so funny. Sweet. Okay. Right, guys, what have you got to remember? You've got to remember that you've got 10% off using AmyFans10 if you want to get your hands on some gorgeous Lioness perfume. Do it. I highly recommend. Download, like, rate, subscribe. Follow on the socials, all the fun stuff. Thank you to those who already do all of those things. It's really, really highly appreciated. I think that might be everything. You've got nothing more to add?
Nope.
Nope. We'll be coming in your ears next week. Goodbye.